Now, parents are being warned not to post information about other children with COVID on WhatsApp groups or other social media. The Health Service Executive has issued guidance on testing and tracing of primary school children who are close contacts, which ended this week. Let's talk to Áine Lynch, CEO of the National Parents Council Primary. Áine, do you share the concerns that HSE and others have about how some of these WhatsApp groups are being operated?
Yeah, we do. I mean, I don't think it's ever okay to share personal information about somebody else, and particularly a child, on a group WhatsApp group. I can understand how parents maybe might be anxious at this time with changes in restrictions, but I think sharing personal information about somebody else is never okay in this way.
What's your advice then to parents? Now we've moved this week into this new regime in terms of COVID and schools.
Yeah, well, I think there's a couple of things. I mean, first of all, I suppose it's to recognise that as we move out of restrictions, that can cause anxiety for people. So for considerable time now, it's been very clear in schools that people know when their child have been a close contact, they've been asked to stay at home. There's been very strict regulations and restrictions around that. And I think it's quite natural to have an anxiety about coming out of that. But I think one of the things that in Ireland we've done over the last 18 months or more now is very much follow the public health advice and the advice from the Chief Medical Officer, who are both Neffert and the Chief Medical Officer are telling us now that this is a safe progression to make in terms of coronavirus, and that we have moved on in the evolution of that within our school system and within our country due to the vaccine and the success of that rollout. So I think it's an understandable anxiety, but we do need to keep the trust in the public health service that's done so well for Ireland over the last year and a half. And then I think the second thing is that some parents might have very particular concerns for their child or their family due to medical vulnerabilities that they feel exist, and it's very particular to them. And I think what we'd say there is make sure that you talk to the principal in your school about the situation you're in. And also, if you do have medical concerns about vulnerabilities, talk to your GP as well.
All right, very good. We'll leave it there. Áine Lynch, CEO of the National Parents Council Primary.